prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, open up my mic. See, I've been off too long. Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It is Tuesday. We're starting the week off with the Blueprint Power Hour, which will begin in just a moment with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. Just want to give a plug for a product. We're getting a lot of positive feedback for Atrantil from lovemytummy.com. If you are a bodybuilder type and you're trying to bulk and you know that every time you eat a big meal, you feel like you're not going to be able to eat again in 3 hours, you need to check this product out. I believe in this product. It's amazing. You take two of these with a meal, and you don't feel like you've eaten anything. It's amazing. I would challenge anybody to try it and tell me that it doesn't work. And I've had several people tell me that they're on bulking diets right now, and they're using it, and it's making the bulking go along much, much easier. So check it out. And without further delay...
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing great. Doing better than I was a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. So Rob and I have been on the BeLive TV platform for about the past 40 minutes, just chatting. We did a, you know, camera check, mic check, blah, 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 and we're chatting and chatting. And then I said to Rob, I just realized everything we're talking about is going out over the air. So it was kind of like C-SPAN with hot mics, you know what I mean? But the truth is, for those who were listening live, I don't think we said anything that we wouldn't say in public anyway. So there you go. How you doing, man?
That's true.
What's new?
Well, we got kind of a unique show today, I guess. Rather than taking, you know, pre-sent, I guess you'd call it, listener questions, we're going to take them live, and we'll also be discussing some timely topics as it relates to those that, unfortunately, that have passed on, some supplement Q&A, and certainly, last but not least, training, you know, where it all starts.
So. Welcome, David Florida. He said, first chance to listen live in a couple months, and I catch the hot mic session bonus. So David was listening to the hot mic. So, you know, and I'm going to say what I said off the air, on the air. There are some doctors out there that follow bloggers, and they're into the whole keto thing. And they said that they don't follow Jimmy Moore because he doesn't look healthy. And he's preaching keto. And that's what I said during the hot mic session. So I'm putting it out there. So David Florida wants to know any update on Rob's pre-workout. We were just talking about that too. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the latest. If by December 21st, we don't get any pushback on the name that we are trademarking, we will be proceeding full bore on product launch, which should only be a couple months thereafter. I am very, very excited about this product. It has probably taken the longest out of any of my products to bring to fruition. But trust me on this. When you hold this product in your hand, it will register, and it'll be something that you remember for a long time, not just because it works as advertised, but we are paying extra special attention to every detail. And, so, you know, to some people, packaging and so forth doesn't mean much. To others, I guess it does. Me, I'm just the formula guy. But, you know, as we discussed off air, Carl, I do what I'm best at, formula work, and I let other people do what they're best at.
Yeah. So, and that's a hard thing for us to do. I know that, because it's hard for me to take my hands off of things quite often. Yeah. And I know it is for you too, but you actually have a good partner, a guy that I have a lot of respect for and admiration. That's Sean Knernshield. And quite frankly, Sean has been a fan of this show since the very, very first episode. So But Sean is the guy who came to you and said, you make this happen, and I want to be there with you. And he's doing a lot of the stuff. He, you know, it's nice having someone take those responsibilities off of your hands and say, just do what you do best. I wish I had that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's hard for me, you know, to even imagine, you know, here's a guy who quite literally called me up, said, I love your product so much, I buy them by the case. Hey, if you can do a pre-workout that works the way we all think a real pre-workout should, then, you know, I'll be there for you 100% all the way. And he certainly has, you know, so just understand that sometimes when you get into business, I think for the right reasons, God puts certain people in your path. And it's just going to be really, it's the culmination of three parties, myself, Sean, and certainly Dr. Jeff and All American EFX that will be doing the production. And needless to say, it will be squeaky clean and it'll work.
And so, I am looking for a salesperson. So my son Chase has been selling for me, and he's been doing a good job at it. But he has to leave because he got a job in his trade. You know, he was going to school to be a physician's assistant. He's working at a doctor's office now. And the low-hanging fruit is coming. January, February, March, April, May, June. This is when everybody says, oh, I want to get healthy. I want to get fit. I want to do this. I want to do that. And so now is the time. If you have any kind of sales experience at all, please reach out to me. Private message me on Facebook. The position carries a small base. It's an at-risk base, plus commissions. And I kid you not when I say you can make $8,000 a month from home. There's no doubt in my mind. It's very easy to do. But you have to be self-starter, innovative. You have to find leads. And I have a process, a step-by-step process on how to reach out to leads and fish out whether or not they're interested. So I can give you a lot of support. But if you are interested in changing your career, doing something within the fitness, and being involved with Super Radio comes with some amazing benefits. You want to go to the Arnold, I get you press passes. It doesn't cost you anything to get backstage. We get free supplements if you want to try a free supplement. So if you think that you could do this and you've done sales before, please reach out to me soon. Anyway, so we have a couple topics we want to talk about. Where do you want to start? I'll let you lead the way.
Well, you know, I think it's probably timely to – we've had some time to digest the deaths of Rich Piana and Dallas McCarver. The official autopsy results are in. So I thought it might be worth, you know, taking a look at both of those situations and understanding the lessons learned so that nobody gets into that situation themselves. So with respect to Rich – Piana, my understanding is that something that's kind of fishy that's going on there is the toxicology report is missing. And, you know, a lot of people have speculated it was a heart attack. Other people have speculated it was a drug overdose. There was the mysterious white powder and a credit card on a you know, living room table. That nobody, you know, says his girlfriend, I want to say she said that was a pre-workout and he was snorting it. Look, I think we can all walk away safely assuming the following. Number one, at 6 feet in height, 300 pounds is a lot for anyone's heart and lungs to carry around. Okay.
Regardless of its muscle. Everybody thinks that because it's muscle, it doesn't matter.
Right. And for those of you that have never had the experience of being very heavy and then losing all the weight, you know, I can tell you in my own instance, I went from 252 at one point all the way back to 195 when I was experimenting with cutting. And although I was weak as a kitten, I have to tell you, going up and down stairs and just getting around in general was a lot more comfortable. I mean, literally – imagine peeling 60 pounds off your body, or for that matter, grab a 60-pound dumbbell and walk up and down the stairs with it. You know, that'll certainly underscore the gravity of that situation. With respect to Dallas McCarver, 26 years old, pretty clear from the autopsy that he had arteriosclerosis, something that you typically don't see in a person until their later years, let's call it. He also was apparently predisposed and had a family history of heart disease, high blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. And when you're dabbling in polypharmacy, especially at the levels that he was, you know, obviously he was competing in the Olympia, you're playing with fire. And I think in both cases, we can at least come to this conclusion. Number one, staying on all the time and never coming off is not a good idea. And number two, especially as you get into your later years, I'll call it 40 and later, it is not a good idea to be playing the I'm going to be the biggest and strongest guy in the world game anymore. You can do that in your 20s. You might even be able to do that in your 30s. By the time your 40s roll around, your heart and lungs really should be what's taking precedent. And although that is really difficult for me, you know, to come out and acknowledge and put into practice, it's something that needs to be done.
Well, you know, no one ever said that bodybuilding was a healthy sport. It was right at its inception during the periods of physical cultures, you know, Jack LaLanne, Armin Tanney, even all the way up into, I would say, Arnold Schwarzenegger and that group. It was still healthier than it is today. And I understand that most bodybuilders will agree it's not a healthy sport. That's not why they do it. But, yeah, you know, in the case of Dallas McCarver, arteriosclerosis is a result of an inflammatory environment in the arteries, in the intima of the arteries, the lining of the arteries. And this is diet-related 99% of the time. And so his predisposition to developing heart disease from a familial standpoint lined up perfectly with the diet that he was consuming. And that diet was probably a pro-inflammatory diet. He was probably eating lots of foods that you and I know cause inflammation. But it didn't matter because he had a goal in mind. And that goal was to be Mr. Olympia and be a champion. And quite often, health takes a back seat when anyone creates those types of goals. So in his case, I don't really think it was the drugs. I really don't. In his case, I think it was the diet. The diet was not suited for him personally. And right, as a result of that, he developed a plaque buildup. But at the same time, I do agree with you. If you're not going to come off and do PCT, then blast and cruise. Have periods of time. I do this myself. I raise my doses for a while, but I don't do it indefinitely. I bring them back down. At least now I do. Years ago, I just stayed high, right? But now I'm older. I'm 59 years old. I don't have anything to prove anymore. I've done it. And so now it's all about finishing the race healthy. You blast and you cruise. If you want to take it up to 600, 700, 800 milligrams a week for a while, even a gram a week for a while, you do that for a short period of time. Then you come back down to an HRT dose of 200, 250 milligrams a week, and you stay there for the longer period of time. This idea of getting on, and keep in mind, there are some estimates rolling around the internet right now that when you compare his epitestosterone to testosterone levels, you can closely estimate his doses. And they're saying that his blood levels of testosterone were somewhere around 55,000.
Yeah, I read that.
and I think somebody estimated that that would be about 8 to 10 cc's a week. Which obviously he had the musculature. He had plenty of places to dart it, right? The big problem with doing 8 to 10 cc's a week is like, you know, if you don't have the glutes and the hips and the quads where you have that area to stick, you can't do it. And obviously he had the area. But bodybuilding has become a very, very unhealthy sport. It has become a sport that is akin to any other recreational drug use, in my humble opinion. Heroin, meth, they all carry health risks that people abandon and don't care about because they want to get high. And right, unfortunately, bodybuilding has stepped into that realm where it doesn't matter what you're doing to your health because you want to win a trophy. And it's not going to be able to sustain that. I don't know how much longer it's going to last at those levels, but I think more and more people are already starting to see. There's a lot of people out there. I don't know if I'm going to pronounce his name right. Adam Mashey. Adam, if I mispronounce your name, I'm sorry. I think he lives in Australia. But he's a big guy, and he looks amazing. But for him, it's all about health. He's always talking about, like, doing it this way as opposed to that way, doing it the healthy way. And I think the more and more we get people to start preaching about the fact that sustainable physiques can be beautiful and healthy at the same time, there's going to be a splinter faction of bodybuilders out there who aren't interested in being Marcus Rule. You know, being most muscular. And really, Marcus Rule had an ugly physique, but he stepped on the stage as most muscular. Marcus Rule is no different than the people that they put in, you know, my 800-pound life in reality TV shows where they're just fat. It's just that he's amassed so much grotesque muscle and they've amassed so much grotesque fat. They're just opposite ends of the same spectrum.
Right.
And in the middle is where we need to live. We need to live in the middle where we have fantastic, pretty physiques and we're focusing on being healthy at the same time and forget about this nonsense that people are chasing to be the next Mr. Olympia. It's just not worth it. It's not.
Yep. So, no, totally agree.
Yeah, you know, Rich Piana is a totally different story. Rich Piana abused recreational drugs. He abused – I mean, his heart was shot. They said his heart was shot.
Right.
He was suffering from congestive heart failure. Most likely why he stood up and passed out.
Yeah.
I guess Sean Kernshiel agrees with us. He gave us the thumbs up. Thank you, Sean. Thank you for that. That's very nice.
Sean, you start adding recreational drugs, that's quite another.
Especially cocaine. Cocaine is tough on the heart to begin with. And if you have congestive heart failure or the onset of cardiomyopathy, which a lot of bodybuilders may have, you are absolutely, I mean, you're trying to kill yourself. If you have cardiomyopathy, you have poor ejection function of the heart and you're doing coke. I mean, that's like your grandmother or grandfather at 80 years old going, I'm going to do some coke. They're going to stroke out or die.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just silly.
Yeah.
You want to take a question?
Sure.
So Ian Musgrove says this. He says, hey, Coach and Carl, may have already talked about it on SHR. Any thoughts regarding nicotinamide riboso? Yeah, I do. Keep seeing this as the latest anti-aging superstar. Curious to know your thoughts.
You know, I recall reading about it. I'll be honest and say I haven't used it. But suffice it to say, to me, it's majoring in the minors. You know, anti-aging, life extension, whatever you want to call it, is much more about the balance between your training, your diet, your rest, and yes, some supplements. You know, with respect to anti-aging, I guess the first place I would be looking is lengthening telomeres. And for that, obviously, there are products, but, you know, I'm open to other stuff, but again, I hate to get way down in the weeds like that. It just takes the focus off of, you know, the fundamentals.
Yeah, and the reality is nicotinamide riboso is just niacin with a unique sugar. And whether they're bonded together and that means something or you can take them separately, you know, my thought is just take niacin, real niacin, nicotinic acid, and get yourself some D-ribose and take D-ribose. Again, you make a great point. You know, if you're using intermittent fasting logically, if you are using, if you're doing the right things at sleep, if you're following Dr. Dale Bredesen, who has just released an amazing book about the end to Alzheimer's disease. I mean, he's reversed Alzheimer's disease in over 200 patients now over at UCLA. His secrets are the secrets of anti-aging. It's not about Alzheimer's disease. It's not exclusive to Alzheimer's disease. Have your last meal 3 hours before you go to sleep. Try to be in bed between 9 and 10 o'clock at night. Get good, restful sleep. Intermittent fasting. Guess what the only food that has been shown to lengthen telomeres? This was on our show. You heard this nowhere else but Super Radio. Beef. Beef is the only food that actually improves telomere length. Don't forget, the government's telling you not to eat beef, by the way.
All right.
Okay? exercise. extreme exercise, like really get, you know, pushing yourself to thresholds where you're really having to work hard. And it's not all about lifting weights. It could be just about the intensity of doing body weight movements, getting that intensity up. These are where this is where the magic really is for sustainable longevity and health span. And no supplement is going to reverse a crappy lifestyle. No supplement. Yep. Not metformin. What's the other stuff everybody went crazy for so long? That's in red wine. Why can't I think of it?
Trans resveratrol.
Yeah, not resveratrol. And definitely not nicotinamide riboso. It's not going to make up for the crappy lifestyle you're living. But that is who they're catering to. They're catering to people who don't want to do the hard work. They don't want to have the discipline. They don't want to do what they need to do, but they want to take a pill to mitigate all their stupid decisions. Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah. It's like a lot of people with diabetes. You know, instead of biting the bullet and saying, okay, I'm going to try to control this through diet and exercise. Just give me that bottle of metformin every 30 days and I'll eat whatever the hell I want.
So there are people out there preaching metformin. I know people who've been taking metformin now and they've reached out to me because I have been a vocal opponent of metformin for the reasons that people think they're taking. They take it for anti-aging, right? I know people who are telling me they're putting on body fat on metformin. Jeez. Now, that's not supposed to happen with metformin. But Scott right. Connolly, since you were talking about him earlier, Dr. Scott Connolly came on my show years ago and said the problem with metformin is it feeds fat cells as well as muscle tissue. So that means it's going to help you grow fat. I know people who've been on metformin for a few years. And they're losing muscle and gaining fat. Now, there's people out there saying, well, if you're on HRT, but not everybody's on HRT. I don't right. want to have to get on HRT just to take metformin. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Here, Robert Andrade says something. Then we're going to take a break. He says, I recognize my lifestyle of workout is about longevity, not about the massive here and now. Look, I'm 46 and fit. It's maintenance from here on out. And that's exactly right. When you're young and you're going to spring break and you just want to have abs and you want to have big biceps, it's one thing. But if you're really doing the hard work that's going to add life to your years, it's about balance. It's really, really about balance. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up. We'll have other things to discuss and I'm sure other questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports, The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance, reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it. There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
What's happening?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, now ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back. I'm producing TV. I'm producing radio. I sell this stuff. I do it all, baby. Just me. 12 years anniversary. 12-year anniversary, November 25th, passed.
Wow.
Nobody even paid attention. How do you like that? 12 years I've been doing this. 12 friggin' years. And I look just as young as when I started. No, I don't know. Anyway. Okay. So what's the next topic?
Okay. Here's one I think most people will like and find valuable. The two most cost-effective supplements that you can use. Now, we all love our performance-based supplements. A lot of you know I take Synthogen, I take Adaptogen N, and select other high-performance, I'll call them supplements. However, economic reality being what it is, you cannot always afford those. What I would propose then is the two most cost-effective supplements you can use are, number one, Lecithin Greens.
You've always liked lecithin, and it's really
under
interesting.
$10.
You were probably one of the first people besides Arnold Schwarzenegger. What people don't realize is you were probably one of the only people besides Arnold Schwarzenegger that's been touting lecithin as a performance-enhancing supplement. In fact, in Arnold's Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding, he dedicates an entire page to lecithin as a performance enhancer.
Yeah, and what most people don't realize is just 2 tablespoons a day, we'll call it 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, will put your body in a much more favorable anabolic environment because, number one, it will increase levels of mTOR and thus protein synthesis for about 7 hours. And number two, the phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine, and other compounds in lecithin will also mitigate your cortisol levels. So every day in your body, there is a war going on between anabolic man and catabolic man. Lecithin granules help you tilt that balance to more favorably grow muscle tissue and lose fat. Item number two would be apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm. You just stalled.
Today.
You just stalled out. You said apple cider vinegar, and then you froze. Pick up from there.
Yeah. Apple cider vinegar, you can pick up a huge bottle of it, again, for under $10 at the grocery store. I won't go into all of the physiological mechanisms, but suffice it to say, within, I would say, 3 weeks of using a couple tablespoons per day, your waistline shrinks. I don't know, you know, how else to put it.
So let me tell you a secret that people don't know about.
Sure.
For decades, plastic surgeons have been looking for ways to systematically eliminate subcutaneous body fat in their patients. They've used lasers, but early on, one of the things that they used was a form of mesotherapy where they injected lecithin and saline directly into fat cells, and the fat cells shrunk. Interesting. So what you're talking about here is using it orally, but you're right. Lecithin is a fat emulsifying agent, even in food. That's why they use it in food for fat emulsification. So it actually has a profound effect on reducing body fat. Interesting.
It's really both of these products will help you on both the muscle gain and the fat loss front. And you'll be able to purchase and use both for well under $20 a month. And really, at the end of the day, you're going to have a lot of friends that are using more esoteric products and the latest and greatest that's coming out from companies. Very, very few products have stood the test of time, like lecithin granules and apple cider vinegar.
Excellent, excellent. So let's talk about a peptide for a second.
Sure.
IGF-1 long R3, you've become fascinated with it lately, so let's discuss IGF-1 long R3. It's been around for a long time. The big problem with most IGF-1 long R3 is getting legitimate, real IGF-1 long R3. A lot of people buy from peptide guys who are getting stuff from, let's say, dubious sources where either A, it's not real, B, the amount in the vial is way lower than it's supposed to be, and C, it actually has stuff that's harmful in there along with it. So, like many things, the results reported about IGF-1 long R3 vary based on different experiences because people aren't getting what they really think they're getting. But when you get real IGF-1 long R3, it's really magic. It actually can improve muscle growth and muscle recovery dramatically. So let's talk about you are thinking about using some with one of your test animals, right?
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, I have had plenty of experience with the growth hormone releasing hormones, growth hormone releasing peptides, things like melanotan 2 and others. But when you venture into an area like IGF-1, I put a lot of stock in what people such as you can tell me because, frankly, you've used it already and know what to expect. So can you talk a little bit about, I guess, number one, where to get it?
My attitude about purchasing peptides has changed completely with my discovery of a website called PeptideSciences.com. PeptideSciences.com is the only place to buy your peptides if you're really interested in using real peptides. If you want to take the angst and concern that, am I getting legit stuff? Is there any impurities in there that could harm me? Then if those questions come to mind when you order peptides, then you have to order from one place, PeptideSciences.com. They actually sell to universities. They actually sell to physicians. Their peptides are guaranteed 99.9% pure. They go through a ultra purification process 3 times. And they only use the batches that are close to 100% of what is supposed to be in there. They throw a lot of stuff away. A lot of stuff that's probably sold by other peptide companies, they throw away. Now, with that being said, IGF-1 long R3 is best used site-specific. It's best used at about 100 to 200 micrograms per session. You should use it post-workout. So let's say theoretically you wanted to train biceps. After you were done training biceps, you could do 50 micrograms in each bicep and then wait your normal time and have your post-workout meal. Whenever you use a peptide, wherever you inject it, it gets picked up by the bloodstream, but it goes as quickly as possible to the receptors closest to the injection site. So some peptides, you don't care about that, but IGF-1, long R3, you do care about where it goes and how quickly. You want it to go to the biceps. You should inject it close to the biceps. You don't have to put it in the muscle. You could put it in subcutaneous in the skin above the bicep. It's going to go to the receptor sites closest to that area. And then just eat like you normally would. Some people claim that it gives them a super pump. I don't know anything about that. They say, oh, well, that's how you know if it's real. I don't know anything about that either. What I do know is that you will see muscle growth. You will see changes in muscle structure within a couple months of using it. And it's pretty profound, too. Dave Palumbo talked about it years ago. He was getting real IGF back in the day. I don't even think it was long R3. I think it was like they were getting it from cadavers or something. But he talked about doing 100 micrograms a day and actually gaining a pound a week of muscle.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it's legit and you know it's legit and you can guarantee that it's legit by going to PeptideSciences.com. Thank you for that, Sean Kinnerchiel. It's fantastic stuff. And it's also good to stack it with mechanogrowth factor, which is IGF-1E. They do very, very different things. IGF-1E also enhances muscle recovery. IGF-1 long R3 can actually influence hyperplasia. It can actually cause satellite cells in the muscles to create new fibers, completely new fibers. So
yeah, I read about that. That's it's very interesting that all this has come to pass and is still available to the general public if they know where to look, because I can recall back in the mid-1990s, T.C. Luoma, I think, he was writing for Muscle Media, he posed as a high school science teacher and obtained some IGF-1 and reported, you know, results consistent with what you're saying Palumbo and other people have said.
So. Again, the reason that no one has come down on the sale of IGF-1 long R3 is because 90% of the stuff out there is just garbage. It's either not pure enough to make a difference, or it's not even real IGF-1 long R3. And you know,
yeah.
So you can buy IGF-1 long R3 for 1 milligram for about $80 to $85 on one of these BS websites. Peptide Sciences has it for $94. So people go, oh man, that's $10 more. Well, the difference is, like, you go to a jewelry store and they want $8,000 for a Rolex wristwatch, but there's a guy standing on the corner on a cardboard box and he claims to be selling Rolex wristwatches, but his are $150. So you're going to buy the one for $150 and convince yourself that it's real? That doesn't work when you're injecting something in your body. That's really bad logic.
Especially when it's not a sterile product. And, you know, for those of us that decide to pursue research peptides, then that's a big issue. I mean, think about the unfortunate individual that shoots something that's not sterile and doesn't seek, let's call it, immediate medical attention when it becomes apparent something's wrong. And the next thing you know, they're amputating his arm or foot or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
that's an extreme circumstance, but in most cases, what happens is a little bit more innocuous than that, and it's just that it doesn't work. You use it, and you go, "Wow, this sucked. I wasted $84 when you could have spent $94, and it would have worked."
Yeah, and you know, IGF-1 kind of appealed to me for a number of reasons, not the least of which is, look, we all understand that because.
You froze again when you said we all understand because you got to pick it up from there.
Yeah, we all understand that anabolics are out. Because of DASCA in 2014 and prior legislation, those things are no longer available to us. But IGF-1 is a real deal anabolic hormone. And the fact that it's still out there and freely available to those of us with animals that we want to
improve their body their composition, health. Right?
Yeah. It's the real thing. So for as long as it lasts, I guess, it's an interesting possibility. The other reason why it appealed to me was I'm having surgery on this shoulder January 8th. And, of course, I'm not going to rush it, but I want to come back from that injury as fast as possible. So needless to say, things like BPC 157, and later I read about IGF-1 dramatically accelerating.
And MGF. I would do that. I would, if I were you, I would stack three peptides immediately in tandem. BPC 157 at least a half a milligram a shot, once a day to twice a day.
Right.
100 micrograms of IGF-1 long R3 once to twice a day. And 100 micrograms of just plain old MGF, not pegylated, not any, just MGF, 100 micrograms once to twice a day. And the MGF you can actually take up to a half a milligram if you want 500 micrograms once or twice a day. And I would inject them as local as you can get. When I had my tricep surgery done, I asked the doctor to leave a little area of gauze bandage open. He wanted to know why. I said, because I'm going to be using these peptides. And I've used the three that I just said. BPC 157, IGF long R3, and MGF. And I injected it right in that area. My tricep came back very, very quickly. I was bench pressing heavy very, very fast. He was amazed by how fast I healed.
I was going to ask, did the doctor freak when you told him about this?
No, I was honest with him. I said, I have access to this stuff. He goes, well, where are you getting it? I says, I have access. That's all, that's all you need to know. So, but yeah, I would absolutely use those three if coming back from a surgery.
Good. That's great. I appreciate that. I've got time now to make sure I got all three lined up.
Yeah, ahead of time. Exactly. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about body weight training. Since I've been doing this show with Nate Morrison, Military Fitness Radio, I'm actually giving a lot of consideration to changing the way I train. And one of the things I'm going to start doing more of is endurance body weight work, push-ups, pull-ups, body weight squats, and anything I can. And I think that you have some great opinions about that. So how about we take a quick commercial break and we come back with that. Sound good?
Terrific.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Well, Rob is still gone, as you can see here. I don't know where he went, but I'm sure he'll be back in just a minute. And I do want to talk about body weight training, because it is something that I'm going to be doing more of as we move forward, right. Especially in light of the show that I've been doing with Nate Morrison, Military Fitness Radio. I'm starting to understand that there's a place for heavy lifting. There's no doubt about it. But equally, there's a place for work that requires a lot more, let's say, aerobic energy, but using those same muscles, like push-ups and sit-ups and pull-ups and so on. And so let's talk about so what do you think when we talk about body weight training, what do you think the key? If all I was going to do, I was going to wake up one morning and I want to really, really dig deep into myself. What four or five body weight movements should I be focusing on?
Well, for the upper body, there are no finer, two exercises than chins and dips. Or chins and push-ups. And here's why I like that particular pairing. Most of the time, I use a loading pattern to do my strength work. So in other words, I'm putting a lot of time and energy into boosting my one rep max. Immediately after that, people, I think, can and should perform hypertrophy work. Because who wouldn't want to write a lot – like a lot more muscle in addition to the strength. The question becomes, given your time and energy demands, how am I going to do that? There are a million different methods online. And in my opinion, simple is best. Simple is also very powerful. So here's what I would suggest. Perform as many chins as possible, going to a rep shy of failure. And then immediately thereafter, perform as many dips as possible, going to a rep or two shy of failure, waiting, resting 30 seconds, and then repeating that within a five-minute window. I call this five-minute chins and five-minute dips. So you superset both every 30 seconds, and you tally up at the end of 5 minutes when that timer goes off how many total reps you performed. Let's say, as an example, you perform 50 total reps, 25 of each, which is not an unusual total. Your sole objective next time you perform that workout is to get more than 50 reps. And with the appropriate frequency, you will get it. Now, I know I can hear what a lot of people are thinking. 5 minutes? Man, that doesn't sound like enough. I challenge you to do that workout and then come back and tell me that isn't enough. It is a monumental physical exercise to perform that many sets and reps, continuing to top yourself with just 30 seconds in between sets. And if you think about it, it's the perfect complement to your strength work, which is you're going to be using heavy weights for lower reps, for with long rest periods in between sets, long as defined by 3 minutes or longer, to recoup your maximum strength. Doing things this way, your hypertrophy work is over in 5 to 10 minutes. And when you combine that with the strength work, your total workout time should come in well under an hour. In fact, in most cases, it's 45 minutes. As a direct result of that, most people recover faster. Their workouts are shorter. They're more intense. They build muscle. They build strength. And they can perform those workouts more frequently. All of that adds up to a bigger and stronger you. And it happens in 5 minutes, the hypertrophy work. So those would be the upper body movements. As for lower body stuff and back, or lower body rather, listen, body weight squats are a nearly perfect exercise. And in similar fashion to the upper body stuff I just gave you, you know, a nice place to start is how many body weight squats can you perform in 5 minutes? For a lot of people, the answer to that is going to be, let's call it 100, say 20 a minute, which is not an unreasonable figure. You continue to up that figure, and I guarantee you, not only will your legs grow, your cardiovascular conditioning will be off the charts. A complementary movement to those body weight squats, by the way, would be some form of bridging. Proper bridging works over 200 different muscles. There's nothing that isn't touched by proper bridging. And that can take the form of simple bridges from the floor, wall walks, which are my favorite. You know, you stand in front of a wall, bend backwards, walk down it all the way with your hands, and then come all the way up. That will also tax your cardiovascular system. You superset those two exercises, your entire body has been hit. And you'll know it when you're done with those exercises. In similar fashion, you can superset those, perform as many total reps as you can in 5 minutes with about 30 seconds in between sets. You will not only develop a spine like a steel whip, you will have endurance and cardiovascular capacity beyond your wildest dreams. It is one hell of a workout. So those are the four: chins, dips, body weight squats, and bridges.
All right, so we have a question. Oh, my voice is coming back at me. We have a question from Peter Panorgas. Okay, so he says, I need something to help me sleep. Right now all I use is melatonin and blue blockers. Why should I choose Tranquilogen over other products? Your answer to me off camera was really interesting.
Yeah, the short answer to your question, Peter, is you shouldn't choose Tranquilogen because it is not the ideal sleep product. That was an error, frankly, that I made when I originally marketed it, and you know, unfortunately, it's still with it in some instances. As for the best sleep products, I'll go down the list. Number one, I think a good mineral supplement like zinc, magnesium, aspirate is very important. Vitamins in the morning and with your food, minerals at night to relax you. Certainly melatonin. I don't know if there are still transdermal melatonins on the market, but I like those. You know, the pills work, but unfortunately sometimes they wash out and then you wake up and you can't get back to sleep. GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid, on an empty stomach, 3 to 5 grams is a fantastic sleep product. Not only will you fall asleep faster, but you will sleep much deeper. I will also tell you this: you will have dreams and see things that you can't even believe. GABA also lends itself well to those that wake up in the middle of the night and might be, you know, to use the bathroom or whatnot. If you can keep 3 to 5 grams of GABA in a little glass by the sink and slam that, you'll get back to bed a lot faster. And, you know, the herbs are, there are a number that will relax you and not so much put you to sleep, but allow you to sleep. The big one, in my opinion, is phenibut or phenyl GABA. This is GABA with a phenyl group attached to it such that it much more readily crosses the blood-brain barrier. You do need to be careful with dose and go slow. Too much phenibut is bad news. However, on those occasions when you really need to sleep and make it count, nothing will put you under like phenibut. It is an amazing night's sleep. Now, interestingly enough, if you try to use it every night at about the week and a half mark, it'll start to work against you. My experience with trying to dose phenibut every night resulted in me waking up, and this is really weird, almost to the minute. Every 2 hours, I would wake up almost to the minute on phenibut. And when I finally awoke in the morning, I did not feel rested. So if you're going to use it, save it for those nights you absolutely need it. I see Crisscross there. Could try, what was it?
Cannabis. Maybe even some CBD, I would say, before I mean, so here's the problem with cannabis. Depending on the different strains, it can actually excite you before bed. Also, vaping is very different than smoking. If you smoke, you actually stimulate a very, very powerful dopamine response, which works against you for sleep. If you vape, you don't have that dopamine response. I don't know why that is.
I'll be honest to say I've never used cannabis, but I have a client that I train, and she uses medicinal marijuana, and she says that it's the absolute best thing she's ever used for sleep.
I don't know why he's saying that taking melatonin is a great way to screw up your sleep. I disagree with you completely. You need to run boatloads of AM sunlight. I do agree with that. And avoid a sugar. I agree with that. So I totally agree with his comment about sunlight in the daytime. This really is what synchronizes the circadian rhythm. Cannabis, I would be careful with. Maybe CBD oil if it works for you. Melatonin is not a problem to use before bed at all. The guy who does all the research on melatonin today is in his 80s. He's still teaching at the University of Dallas. This is Dr. Russell Ryder. He's published over 600 papers on the pineal gland. To this day, so he started out with 20 milligrams of melatonin 12 years ago when I first interviewed him. Today he's using 60 milligrams of melatonin every single night. He sleeps perfectly. His brain is in fantastic shape. I don't think melatonin is a bad thing. It won't screw up your sleep. Now, I will say this. If you're young, in your 30s, definitely in your 20s, you shouldn't be taking melatonin. You should just be using something that's going to protect your own melatonin production, like blue blockers. And, of course, as Chris points out, getting plenty of daytime light, because that will absolutely help you synchronize. And sugar at night especially. If you're having – I know so many women over the years who tell me they have a horrible night's sleep. How do you sleep? Well, I fall asleep fine, but then about 2 hours later, I wake up and I'm wide awake. And when you start to probe, you find out that they love to have ice cream at night while they watch the news. Or they eat Captain Crunch cereal at night before they go to bed. And – I'm like, it's the sugar. Because what happens is you become hypoglycemic at night because you really produce a lot of insulin in your sleep. So you have this sugar high. Your glucose is up here. You fall asleep. All of a sudden, insulin really kicks in. It pushes that sugar down. And as the sugar starts to drop, the body panics. It goes, uh-oh, we're in trouble. And the brain says, we're in trouble. And it wakes you up. So having a high carbohydrate meal or even starchy meal or sugar before bed is really the pox on a good night's sleep. Really, really is.
Yeah, not only that, but you know, a big glucose load before bed will shut down your biggest release of growth hormone every 24 hours. So, you know, going to bed on a boatload of carbs is not a good idea.
And this is why people should turn to blue blockers first. Because he talks about, Chris says it's a double whammy because the blue light actually increases the insulin response from ice cream. And it's true. So you're sitting there in front of the TV and you're eating. So the blue light's telling your body it's still daytime, right? It's still the locomotive period. Your body is up and around. And you're eating this meal. And then as a result of that, your body just squirts out a bunch of insulin at night because it thinks that you're still up and around. It really is. It is a double whammy. He's absolutely right. Absolutely right.
You know what? He brings up a great point, too, because sleep is a fundamental. And, you know, the better you sleep, the better you'll gain.
Pain management. People who have bad pain, when I talk to them, they go, oh, I suffer. I have chronic pain. How do you sleep? Oh, I sleep horrible. If you get a good night's sleep, you find out the pain is not nearly as bad the next day. So pain management relies on sleep. Recovery, everything relies on sleep. Now, I will plug a product. Aaron Singerman makes a product called Fade Out. You can probably only use it 3 or 4 nights a week if you're going to use it. It's got a whopping dose of PH-GABA, phenibut. It's got 5 milligrams of melatonin, not a horrible dose. But it's got a bunch of other stuff. The only thing I don't like about it is it's got the artificial sweetener and colors. So I don't like to have it immediately before bed. I want it digested and through me. I don't want that laying in my stomach. But it works. If I know I've had way too much caffeine and I'm going to have a hard night sleeping, I'll just take a half a dose of Fade Out and I sleep. I wake up in the morning, I feel great. It's a really good product. Fade Out is worth experimenting with if you have sleep issues.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to use Phenibut in the original Tranquilogen. And it probably would have sold, probably be my top seller. But, you know, it's hard to sleep well at night knowing that maybe somebody could get hooked on your product.
But here's the thing. Phenibut at night is not habit forming. Phenibut during the day, for people who have social anxiety issues, is absolutely habit-forming. The only thing you risk having happen, taking Phenibut before bed, is what you just described. The more often you use it, the less effective it becomes. You fall asleep and then you wake back up. That's why you can only use it 3 or 4 times a week, because if you start using it every night, you find out you're not sleeping well anymore. So Phenibut, you build a tolerance to PH-GABA. But the reality is that you do develop dependency if you're using it to get through your day, to get through work without feeling nervous. You're going to definitely develop a dependency on it.
Yeah. Now, it's like I said, you know, for whatever reason, I wake up exactly every 2 hours. And when I do wake up in the morning, I am not well rested.
Yeah. So Chris Cross says electromagnetic fields can disrupt sleep. Some can improve sleep. I use the Earth Pulse electromagnetic field device under my bed at 9.6 to 7.3 hertz, which is the waveform produced by the Earth. It's called the Schumann resonance, at about 40 to 50%, which is probably about 1.5 Gauss. And I sleep very, very deeply when I use that. I can tell the difference in my sleep when I don't use it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else that we want to talk about?
No, I think that's it. I hope we were able to get to everyone's questions. They were excellent questions, by the way. And I don't know, maybe we should do this more often.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's pretty fun. The only thing I don't have is I don't have our sign-off music. Isn't this funny? Here, give me a second. Yeah. Vamp a little bit for me. Talk a little bit.
Well, let's see. We covered deaths of Dallas McCarver and Rich Piana. The lesson there, stay away from carrying too much weight around in polypharmacy.
No matter whether the weight is muscle or fat, it is a good idea to be careful not to get too heavy.
Right. Really. We also covered the two most cost-effective supplements, in my opinion, you can run, lecithin granules and apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And we covered 5-minute dips and chins, which
I like that.
You know what? As far as a no-brainer way to grow muscle, you would be hard-pressed to come up with something that works as well.
Well, something else happens when you do body weight work, and you and I both have talked about this. The body understands that body fat doesn't contribute to strength. So it really preferentially starts to get rid of body fat because it knows when it's moving itself through air, it knows that that body fat is making the work harder. Right. You and I have talked about this phenomenon before where body weight work actually makes you leaner faster. When you look at people who focus on calisthenics, they're always ripped to shreds. It's an amazing phenomenon that no one has ever tried to explain to me yet. It's not the same thing. You could do the equivalent amount of work with weights and your body is not moving through space as the object that you're focusing on. You don't get as ripped. But when you do body weight work for long enough, you get ripped to shreds. Isn't that something that we both noticed?
Your body, your mind seems to make the connection that every extra pound of chub you carry works against you.
Yeah.
And it regulates, it really does, it regulates your appetite accordingly.
Right, but more so partitioning. It seems to go after body fat faster.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. You know, it is an extremely effective form of training. It is easily understood, easily implemented, and you know the gains, frankly, come fast. To your point, you're going to see body fat loss in addition to the muscle coming on. I mean, what more do you want?
Doug Salamone says, "Hey Rob, how are you feeling?" I guess he's talking about after your shingles event.
I'm feeling better. Thank you for asking, Doug. I have, believe it or not, I still have residual pain. I was counseled by the doctors that could be permanent.
Seriously? So, how bad is it?
Yeah. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I tell you it was a 3 or a 4. I will say this. Shingles is the single most painful thing I've ever had to deal with in my life. You know, consider the fact they were pumping me full of morphine every 2 weeks.
So Diego Paparella, Diego Paparella posted this very, very long. I'm going to try to read it really, really fast. If you have low thyroid, this is a quote. He obviously got this from someplace. If you have low thyroid function, low metabolic rates, stress hormones will stay elevated, which can keep you from falling asleep, wake up in the middle of the night, will give you insomnia. Sleep issues are a common problem with people as they get older, which is why sleeping pills is a $1 billion industry. It's common practice for many weight conscious people to not eat 3 to 4 hours before bed. Yet by doing this, they're lowering their stored liver glycogen levels. Liver glycogen is needed in times of sleeping, fasting to improve. If you don't have enough liver glycogen by the time you're ready to go, I don't eat 3 to 4 hours before bed. It's a horrible idea to eat before bed, in fact. And if you look at the research coming forth from many of the evolutionary scientists out there that are looking at disease in our midst, they're telling people that if you eat before bed, you turn autophagy off. The metabolic process of getting rid of metabolic debris turns off. I disagree with that statement. People should not be eating. They should be eating maximum 3 to 4 hours before bed. They shouldn't be eating right before bed. When metabolic rates drop, the ability to store liver glycogen decreases. If the liver is unable to store enough sugar for the body to survive the night, if you can't store enough body glycogen in your liver from the meals throughout the day, then you are most likely insulin resistant. You have other problems. So I disagree with some of those comments, Diego. I don't know where they actually came from. You want to comment about that?
Well, I think there are, elements of that are some truth to them. But your comment, certainly, that your last comment there about, you know, you should be able to store plenty of liver and muscle glycogen, you know, without eating 3 to 4 hours.
Well, I mean, look at it from an evolutionary perspective. We didn't have refrigerators. We didn't have cupboards. We didn't have storage food. Maybe we could store nuts and berries. But nobody was eating before bed. Eating before bed is a phenomenon of modernity. So yeah. if you are so metabolically inflexible, I mean, I can fast for 72 hours and go in and train legs. Wow. So if you're so metabolically inflexible that you have to eat right before bed to sleep, you have a problem. There's no doubt about it. It's not a good idea. Insulin resistant is definitely a factor. Yes, you're right. And that's what Diego said. Yes. And this is the majority of Americans today, Diego. And that's why I know people that tell me if they don't have a bowl of cereal before bed, they can't sleep for 4 hours. They wake up every hour on the hour. Doug Solomon says, Rob, I'm still looking forward to hitting the gym with you for one of coaching training sessions.
They had the opportunity to, I'll say, train alongside Seth Spanner, who is one strong. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going for a 375 bench, I think, within the next couple of days. But I absolutely love meeting the people that come to me for advice. And the really scary thing is, like in the case of Seth, in some cases, you know, they're moving more weight on certain exercises than I am. So, you know, I've always said this, and I really believe it. I love this business because not only am I able to help other people, but I learn from you guys. You know, a lot of times you'll come to me and challenge me with a new problem that I haven't been, you know, confronted with before, or you'll give me feedback that is in some cases diametrically opposed to what my experiences are. Look, man, I'm all for that stuff. You know, the day that you stop learning from other people is the day your gains stop.
Yeah.
Think about it like that.
Yeah. So John Peaks must be home. He's not on the road. He says, what's up, guys? Relaxing in the sauna after a little cardio and watching the show. How do you like that? How do you like that?
Yeah. Some extra growth hormone from that, yes?
There you go. That's right. 20 minutes at 140 degrees or more. Yep. Okay, that's it. Another great show in the books. We'll have a regular Blueprint Power Hour next week, which will include lots of questions. So that'll be that. And I guess that's it, Rob.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me. This has been a lot of fun. And, you know, going forward, maybe once a month we do one of these shows.
Yeah, I like it. I like just freestyling. All right, I'll talk to you later, brother.
And okay,
that's all we have today. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.